We're in Simen Nun Gimel. We are up to Sif Yud Zayin. We have just learned the idea of Derech Eretz, the halacha, that when someone is asked to go up and be the Shliach Tzibur, it is a matter of Derech Eretz to first decline. The first time he's supposed to decline, the second time he's supposed to look as if he's about to stand up, and the third time he should stand up, unless the person asking him to is an Adam Gadol, in which case he just goes. Says the Mechaber in Sif Yud Zayin, Im Tah Shliach Tzibur, if in the middle of davening the Shliach Tzibur gets stuck and someone has to replace him, that is not a time for Derech Eretz. That is not a time for to decline. That is a time where someone asks you to go, you go, because you're being mafsik in the middle of tefillah if you take your time. Sif Yud Ches. Sif Yud Ches is the sugi in Megillah, the Mishnah. Ha'omer eini yored lefnei ateva, b'pnei shebegodai tzvuin. There were the apikorsim that felt that the right way to daven was wearing white clothing only. So if a person says, I refuse to go up, I'm wearing colored clothing. O mipnei shebaraglai sandal. I am wearing a sandal. I'm wearing a sandal. They held that the right way to daven is without shoes. Lo yered ba'osa tefillah klal. We will not allow this person to be the shliach tzibur for that tefillah. Mipnei shederech apikorsim lahakbid bakach v'chayshinon shema apikorsis nizrikabo. We're afraid that some apikorsis got into him. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, we will not render him puzzle for shliach tzibur forever. We don't consider this man an apikoris. He has not said anything that's real apikorsis. He has said something that reminds us of an apikoris. So what we do is we say, for this tefillah, we're afraid that he got an idea of apikorsis in his mind. For this tefillah, he is puzzle. But he is not puzzle as a permanent shliach tzibur. He is not a puzzle to be a shliach tzibur at some other point. Says the Ramah, Hagov afilim nosen amaslo lidvar of lomahani. If he later explains himself that it had nothing to do with apikorsis, he meant something totally different, too late, it's not going to work. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that that is only if he later explains himself. Whereas if at the time he made clear just what he meant, and that what he meant was nothing malicious, nothing with apikorsis whatsoever, it's obvious that he's referring to some other issue. He's uncomfortable because of the particular shoe he's wearing or whatever. He finds it difficult to stand. There would not be a problem. Amasla meaning you said something and now you're trying to explain yourself. Whereas if at the time you say it, you make it clear just what you mean, that is not a chashash of apikorsis, and he's allowed to be the shliach tzibur. Sif Yutes. Yesh monin ger malio shliach tzibur. There were those who said that it's a lack of kavod tzibur to have a ger to be shliach tzibur. Another reason why some hold that a ger couldn't be a shliach tzibur is because he cannot say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. In his own davening, he's supposed to say Elokei Avoseichem. In his own davening, he's supposed to say Elokei Avos Yisrael, and as a shliach tzibur, he says Elokei Avoseichem. V'nitchu divrayim, and the halacha is not so. A ger is a kosher to be a shliach tzibur, and he says Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. His ancestors are the ancestors of every other Jew, because he is the ben of Avram Avinu, who is Av Hamon Goyim. Afilu yochid yochol la'akev. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that even a yochid can come along and say, I do not want this person to be a shliach tzibur. Sheploni yechazen, im lo shekvar hiskim alav mitchila. If you already agreed, then you cannot back out as an individual. Whereas, if they're now trying to hire someone as a shliach tzibur, the Mechaber says that even an individual is allowed to say, I don't want him to be the shliach tzibur, that is considered valid, and we could not hire him. We cannot appoint him. Says the Ramah, V'davka shiel osu yochet hamhogun al pi tove yair. The leaders of the city, the tove yair, have to accept this as a valid reason, meaning we disagree with you. We think that this person is fit, but what you're saying makes sense. It was definitely something to take seriously. Otherwise, the individual cannot be moche. V'im husono. One example of a legitimate reason to disqualify a son as a shliach tzibur is because he's somebody's enemy. Yachol limchos bo kodem shehiskim alav. someone in the congregation could say, well, this person's an enemy of mine. This person hates me. I don't want the Shliach Tzibur to be a person who hates me. Umishu sonin l'shan. So now, what do you do then if he's already the Shliach Tzibur? So it says that the Shliach Tzibur better erase his hatred because somebody who at the time of Tefillah does not want to be motzi a particular person because he dislikes him is not motzi anybody. And you don't answer amen after his brachas. So it's clear that even though once he's appointed, a person cannot go and have him removed from the Shliach Tzibur on the basis of being his enemy, nevertheless, the Shliach Tzibur should be told, you have to have kavanah to be motzi everybody, including this person you dislike. And obviously, if there's some way of resolving the argument, then that should definitely be done. The Shliach Tzibur should make sure to sit down with the Rav Ha'ir, the Mishnah Berurah had said before, so that there will not be any disagreement. Now, all of this was in the olden days. Mishnah Berurah brings down that in this day and age, and this is already talking about his day, if we will allow an individual to passel the Shliach Tzibur, the odds are that you're going to have machlokis in every kehillah, and unfortunately there have been so many of them. Therefore, the halachi is that whoever it is that runs the shul, whether it's a board, whether it's gabayim, whoever it is that would be the counterpart of the Zion Tovi Ya'ir, the seven people that ran the city in the olden days, the Rosh Kohal, whoever they are, the halachi is that they're the people that make the decision, and another individual cannot come along and say, you know, I know better, this person should not be the Shliach Tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are those who say that a mamzer should not be the Shliach Tzibur because of a lack of kavod tzibur. Finally, mishu sone l'shatz lo yalo l'sefer Torah k'shakorei ha'tochacha. Somebody that knows that the chazan is his enemy, the balkorei is his enemy, should not get the aliyah of the tochacha. Because we're afraid that the balkorei is going to have in mind this person. What happens if they called him up? The halacha is he should go, because it's a bizoyan haTorah not to go when you're called up. You're better off going up for kavod haTorah, and don't worry about anybody else's kavanas at the time of the tochacha. You don't have to worry about it if that's the reason you got the aliyah. But lechatchila they should not call him up. As to our minhag today with regard to the tochacha, that is discussed in the halachas of kriyas haTorah.